364 days a year, he's just a crusty old slave driver to a bunch of midgets working under a harsh deadline. But on Christmas Eve, he's Santa Claus' hero to hundreds of millions of kids. 6 days a week, I'm just another crusty old bugger that you wouldn't look at on the street. But on Tuesdays, I'm your Uncle Don, the direst of circumstances. I'm coming to you this 5th of February, 2005, with show number 123. The station is CFUR, located on the beautiful campus of the University of Northern British Columbia in Prince George, B.C. CFUR booms out over the citizens of Prince George at a massive 5 watts, the same as those light bulbs that landlords put in the corridors of slum buildings. The frequency is 88.7 FM. Last week I told you the Royal Canadian Mint annually produces hundreds of millions of pennies, although they are more a nuisance than use. There are 3 reasons for the circulation of the penny. First, it's still profitable for the mint since it costs only 0.8 cents to make one. Second, people are resistant to change. Don't underestimate the power of human inertia. Test it by asking anyone you know how many kilograms he or she weighs. And third, there's popular belief that elimination of smaller change would give retailers the opportunity to sneak in price increases. As for the profitability argument, that carries no weight since the mint is a crown corporation, and as such it follows orders.